Today, we're talking to Jason. Hi, Jason.
Hi, how are you?
This is so fantastic. Explain to everybody what's been happening the past few weeks since you were caught singing at your job as a barista.
Well, this is really fascinating because the truth is I don't often sing when I'm at Starbucks. So I am 28 years old. I'm an aspiring opera singer. But this field is very competitive, and I have to work side jobs in order to pursue my passion. So one of my jobs was that I work at Starbucks. And this particular day, a man came to the counter, and I knew him because I have served him a couple times as a customer. And I know he's from Italy, and he knew I was an opera singer. But he comes up to the counter, and he's like, "Hey, sing for me." And so I sing for him, and his wife, little did I know that his wife was actually recording this, and then I didn't find out till later that night when someone tagged me on the Facebook post that she posted and said, "Hey, Jason Berger, is this you?" And then I realized that this was me and that there were all these comments and all these likes.
This is great. This is so funny. I'm a big coffee drinker. Personally, I would like to get my coffee delivered by a singing barista. What can you give us a sample of what you were singing that was captured on video? Give me a sample.
Yeah, this is a bit of an O Sole Mio. Pepe la tosa na giornate sole n'aria serena por la tempesta bella mia fresca areggiando festa che bella tosa na giornate sole.
Wow, just wow. Jason, I have chills right now. You, as you stated earlier, are a trained opera singer. Obviously, you're very good. I feel like I just witnessed a star in the making, from coffee to fame, sort of, if you will.
Oh, thank you.
How many views has this gotten on Facebook since you did this little thing while you were making coffee? You were singing to this customer. It was captured on video. How many views on Facebook? Do we know now what we're up to?
There's over 56,000.
Wow, just wow. I still have goosebumps. I want you to know that. All right, we're talking to Jason Berger about this video that's circulating out on the internet right now. He's a singing barista. He has since left his job at the coffee shop. He's already been accepted into Opera Delaware's Young Artist Program, which was first launched last year, I believe. Tell me about that program, Jason.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to this program, and it's interesting because Opera Delaware, when I was a kid, actually fostered my love of opera. So the first opera that I was in was in 2004. I was 12 years old, and I was in The Hobbit. I was in the chorus of Hobbits, and it was then where I really got my first sense of how these beautiful trained voices sounded, and I actually tried starting to imitate them in the shower. And then also, when I was a kid, I did all these different summer camps that Opera Delaware put on, and they continued to foster my love of opera, and I met mentors with whom I keep in touch with still now.
So you started all of this when you were only 12 years old. You loved opera so many years ago. You're 28 now. You said you started when you were 12. What got you interested in opera?
Well, I first didn't realize I fully loved opera until I was like 15, but I think I realized I loved singing by the time I was in The Hobbit.
I was just wondering what got you interested to begin with as a young boy.
Well, I always loved singing, but it wasn't... But what really fostered my interest in opera was when I was a freshman in high school, I was at a boarding school in Massachusetts. It was kind of in the middle of nowhere. And one weekend, the music teacher was on duty, watching the kids or whatever. And he took a weekend trip to see La Boheme in Northampton, Massachusetts. And I was on that trip. And of course, I was fascinated when I was there. But then I continued to listen more and more on my own. And I fell in love with this art form. And I realized that my voice was also suited towards the operatic repertory.
Well, I must say, from what I've heard today, you are fantastic. Now, all right, so you've been accepted into Opera Delaware's Young Artist Program. And as part of a 2-month training session, what's going to happen along with some other rising artists? Tell me about what you're going to be doing over this course of 2 months and a training session that you're involved in.
Of course. Well, this is going to be for 2 months. And essentially, I and the rest of the young artists were all singing small roles in their two main stage operas, The Coronation of Poppea and The Tales of Hoffmann. We're also understudying, or what they call in the opera world, covering major roles. We're producing a scenes program, which is in a few weeks, titled Young Artists Make a Scene. And I think I'll be singing in 6 different opera scenes. And then we'll also be doing outreach concerts in the Delaware area. I think we're going to do one at AI DuPont Children's Hospital. I know we're doing one at Cokesbury. I know we're doing one at another retirement community. I can't think of the name off the top of my head right now, but essentially we're doing a little bit of everything, and we're kind of the face of the community of the the face of Opera Delaware, if you will.
What is this show? You mentioned these shows coming up. What do these shows mean to you? You must be very proud of yourself.
Well, I'm kind of a perfectionist, and I'm always frustrated with myself because I feel like I can do more, or I could have done that better or this better. You know, my parents say that I'm sometimes too hard on myself, but honestly, this whole residency at Opera Delaware means the world to me because, as I told you, I got my start with Opera Delaware, and I'm so grateful that even with the new leadership, that Opera Delaware has believed in me and has believed in my talent and has wanted to mentor me. And it's kind of like things have gone full circle, if you will.
Where do you see yourself? What's next for Jason Berger?
Oh, gosh. Now, that is a loaded question. I can tell you what I hope, the future for me, as is for almost every young opera singer, unless they graduated from the top conservatory and won the Metropolitan Opera National Council audition, it's very much up in the air. You know, my goal is I'm definitely going to pursue a career full-time singing for a few more years, and I hope and pray that people recognize me for my talent and that they allow me to share what I have to offer. But if there eventually comes a time where the whole singing thing isn't going to work out, then something that I would love to do is really get involved with advocacy. And actually, if I may, one of my hopes with this video is I hope that this video was more than just about me singing. You know, part of what thrills me about this video is that it has over 56,000 views and potentially thousands of people were exposed to opera for the first time. So there's that aspect. And I also want to draw to people's attention how hard it is that artists have to work in order to pursue their passion. Like, I'm not unique. There are thousands of people just like me who are working at, what shall I say, menial jobs in order to scrape by just so they can pursue what their passion is. And I want this video to prove to people, or to make people aware, that the arts are a necessity, not a luxury. And I say this from experience because I'm a bisexual man. I struggled with my sexual orientation growing up. And I also have learning disabilities, including being mildly on the spectrum. And for me, the arts gave me a place of belonging. And they gave me a place where it's okay to be myself. And they gave me an outlet or an avenue where I could be successful. And for people who are, what shall I say, more marginalized, or if they feel like the underdogs of society, I feel like the arts are especially for them. But it's not just that. The arts can heal divides. They can, you know, people of all backgrounds, all political stripes, all different ethnicities can be, and all different religions can be connected together by music. The arts have the ability to heal people, and they are also so invaluable for our economy. Any little bit that you invest in the arts, that money goes out throughout the entire community. Because think about it, if people come in to Wilmington, Delaware to see production at Opera Delaware, they're staying at a hotel, they're obviously paying tolls for the road to get here, they're paying parking, they're eating at the restaurants. And talk about bang for your buck, it really, it benefits the entire economy.